Log Talk Radio.
There comes a time when we need a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to understand, to learn the great gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We all a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we
relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. Chicago. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, flow. $1 billion, flow. Over nothing.
enough for everybody. He was made for us to be rich, made for us to be brilliant, people of color, people of color. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We are calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home, new land, new expression, a new philosophy, a new love. $1 billion flow, $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Duchamp. I'm talking $1 trillion flow. Slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robinson. The slave train. The $1 billion flow. You and me. Me and you.
That was B.B. King. Purpose Plan, B.B. King worked together. James Brown worked with Purpose Plan. B.B. King. That's Curtis Plan now since B.B. King. That's Curtis Plan from my B.B. King. Both of them come from Indianola, Mississippi. Curtis Plan and B.B. King. And Abby King, B.B. King. That's Purvis Fan bringing B.B. King on and letting them know about B.B. King. King of the Blues, B.B. King. King of the Blues. B.B. King, King of the Blues. That was Purvis Fan talking about B.B. King, the King of the Blues. So that was him. Aretha Franklin, Al Green, Jackson 5. Most of the entertainers came to Chicago to see Purvis Fan because he was the promoter. High Chaparral wanted his club. Bernadine C. Washington was with him. She passed. The film would be Tuesday at A.R. Lee Funeral. Wednesday, it would be over on 63rd at Braves Church. So it's going to be many people there. I'll be there. And I just want to play a little of B.B. King because him and Purvis Fan was good friends. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow. I want to tell you, Sister Mary, talking, I'll be in Detroit, and I will be over at Bob Evans. So I want you and Pearl to meet me there. And I got some stuff I'm bringing you, some things that I know you need, and Pearl need, I'm bringing it. I went and picked it up today. And I know what Dr. Christian had, because the stuff she needs, and Mother Francis sent it all the way to New Orleans for her. Got to call and tell them that I have it there. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow. But I want to take time out tonight, Mary, to talk about this war. we might think it's a minute away from us. August 1945, they dropped the bomb on China. And that bomb killed so many people, the nuclear bomb. So Russia got a nuclear bomb. America got a nuclear bomb. You know, if they release that nuclear bomb, we all gone all over the world. So this war is serious to stop this crazy killing. I mean, he's just dropping little bombs. But he have access to a nuclear bomb. And we have access to a nuclear bomb. You know what a nuclear bomb will do? Think about it. A nuclear bomb will wipe out Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C. Now, some of you don't know, but I read it tonight, I looked at it, that what a nuclear bomb will do, it will destroy everybody on the face of this planet. The Bible said man would destroy himself. So tonight, on this Friday night, I want to talk serious about this nuclear bomb which Russia have and this nuclear bomb which America got. And we, like Pearl said, we got to pray. Because if that nuclear bomb, America's over with, Russia's over with, you know. That's how serious it is. So when I go back to the Bible, I was reading it, the man would destroy himself with jealousy and envy. And Pearl said, we got to pray. Because, you know, even if you go down in the bunkers, underground, you can live for a year underground. But how many bunkers in Detroit, in Chicago, in New York, in Los Angeles? We done forgot that you got an evil person to push that button, and it can destroy America. It can destroy this planet. Just think about it. Now, the stuff that Putin doing right now, he's destroying a lot of people with them little bombs he dropped. But ever the nuclear bomb be dropped, it ain't only destroy, it's going to destroy the whole world. That's how serious. And after the war, if you Google 1945, when America dropped that bomb on Japan, it was people, bodies just burnt, remember, bones. Think about it. I'm asking God to forgive America for what they done. And Hitler killed 6 million Jews, but America killed more than 6 people with that nuclear bomb. And as I talk tonight, as I speak, Russia got one, America got one. We got to pray that this war ends. They showed on TV this morning, well, 400 to 500 baby strollers where babies been killed by Putin out of control. It ain't enough money for when they lose a loved one. God have to step in. Let me say it again. God have to step in and turn this around. And I want to tell you tonight, pray for peace. But the Bible said there will be rumors and rumors of war. A lady called me in Birmingham and said last week they was flooded. Birmingham was flooded. Right now as I speak tonight, in Texas, they got fire. Some part of Florida, in the Everglades, they got fire. The wood is burning. Now, and then right now, as I speak, you got tornadoes targeting Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, going into Texas. Tornado warning. From there up to New York and Boston, right now in the Midwest, that means Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, we've been having a lot of rain. And going into next month, we're going to have a Alaska hurricane coming off of that water. They had a tsunami in China about 2 weeks ago. So the country all messed up. Blood is on the altar. And I'm going to tell you tonight, don't stop praying. And I'm not going to stop talking. I'm going to keep praying. Only God can straighten this stuff up. Man can't straighten it up. God has to step in, and we got to be obedient to God, I shall say, with the evil breaking out of a community, out of a home. Can't go out the store. Can't go to the theater. And a lady asked me, Bishop, what's going on? You have evil among you. That's why the Bible says, spread not thyself of evildoers. They'll soon be cut down like the grass. Plead my cause, O Lord, for them to strike against me. Fight against them to fight against me. You got people in high places fighting against you. I want to thank Brother Willie Wilson. He gave $1 million of his money where people can buy gas in Chicago. President Biden would have spent $1 million or more, and gas could go down. If the mayor of Illinois would give some money, he is a private citizen, getting each person $50 worth of gas. Because gas, so I have one man say he go to work every day, and every day he spent $107 back and forth. In a week time, he just spent $500 to $1,000. That ain't right. You know they can do better. These big oil companies got to come on down. Stop gouging the people. But the only way to change that is prayer. They ain't listening to what we say, but they will listen to what God say. Exodus 14:14, God says, stand back. I'll fight your battle. But you got to see a word of prayer. You have not, because you has not. Friday is the full moon. It's a worm moon. Smoke your house out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, be a full moon. And that one lady asked me, what do that mean, bitch? That means that we're getting ready. The land going to be rich for farming. Set up your little garden in your backyard, some tomatoes, or some greens to make. If you ain't got no garden, go out to the dollar store or go to Ace and get you a big pan. Buy you some soil, put it right there in your kitchen where you can grow some tomatoes or grow something. Because this organic food they feed us will give us cancer. It's getting us heart attacks, getting us strokes. That's what's going on. People don't want to listen to it happen to them. Well, you say, well, how I can stop it? By changing your diet. What I mean? You got to understand, processed meat give you cancer. Now, if they take the chicken and put, and the chicken that we buy, they take the chicken and put it with antibiotics. You cook the chicken, you're going to have antibiotics in your body. I've seen kids 12 and 13, their shoes are size 10. I've seen a girl 13, her breasts out there like a woman. I said, what's wrong with her? And her mom said, I don't know. She just started to develop them. What's happening, the hormones, they're getting the chickens. And they're giving the cows, they're giving we eat that. So that mess when I have a hormone. I'm going to say that to you. Well, how do you stop it? Prayer is the key to the kingdom. Tonight, Genesis chapter 17, verse 71. Pearl, I'm looking for you tomorrow to break bread with sat and talked. I brought a package. Got something for you. This is the $1 trillion flow tonight, and I was led to talk about this war. Everybody's saying, hey, we need to stop it before it gets worse. Because when you got somebody that don't care about life, he will destroy me, you, and everybody. It ain't our fight, but you're dealing with a man that's worse than Hitler. Because he don't mind killing himself and killing thousands of people. Not hundreds, thousands, millions. If that nuclear bomb drop on America, or drop on Europe, or drop it, hey, we gone. The way you deal with that, you got to ask God. You got to pray. I want some people that can pray tonight and ask God for a solution to this problem. We have to ask God, because this problem is too big for me and you. We got to ask God for the solution to this problem. If we don't ask God for the solution to this problem, we're in trouble. I'm going to say we're in trouble. And I'm talking about the human race. We're in trouble if we don't call out God and ask God change the mindset of these people. I'm praying for Bernadine C. Washington. She was at Channel 9 TV station. She mentored a lot of women. Got into radio and TV. Purvis Spann, he had the first radio station in America, black, owned and operated. Rupert Thomas, Walking the Dog was with him, Temptation, The Dale, you name the artists, they came under Purvis Spann. He called himself the Blues Man. Him and B.B. King was close. And he also was close to Tyrone Davis. And Tyrone Davis from Chicago. I'm going to play a little Tyrone Davis. Tyrone Davis. And Purvis Spann made Tyrone Davis. That was Tyrone Davis, and Purvis Spann promoted him. And I want to play a little Al Green, because he promoted Al Green also. Here's Al Green. And Al Green was unknown to Purvis Spann, brought him to Chicago from Memphis. And talked about him and made him famous. Al Green. Some of y'all know Al Green. Now Al Green is a minister. This is Al Green. Thank you. That's Brother Al Green. Amazing Grace. He's the minister out of Memphis. Perfect man. You know, people have known about love and happiness, but this is gospel song. You got a church in Memphis. Some of the people Purvis Stan made to be famous.
Thank you.
These people that I met through Purvis Stan. Because he did gospel and blues. He had also the Barrett Sisters. He did shows with Al Green, Jackson 5, Rita Franklin, he named her King. That was Brother James Brown singing. James Brown, Purpose Band, and James Brown had a radio. They had a radio station in Georgia, and he had another radio station down in Memphis, Tennessee. Brown was from, him and B.B. King came from Ananola, Mississippi. Okay. He promoted Al Green, Jackson 5, Tyrone Davis, The Temptation, Aretha Franklin. It's so many people that I've seen with him. And when he got ready to run for mayor of Chicago, James Brown came up to support him. Emmett James Brown had a radio station, Atlanta, Georgia. Now they're going to have his film Wednesday over at Brazier Church on 63rd Apostolic Church. But on Tuesday, you can go to A.R. Lee, 79th and College, to view the body. And because he was that. And also, he promoted the Barrett Sisters and promoted a loss of gospel, the only station black folks had in the city of Chicago. And Purvis Spain kept a lot of Bernadine C. Washington. She was at VON. She had a show. And it's a loss came out. People just don't know what kind of legend this man did. When Dr. King came to town, Purpose Man invited him down. Jesse Jackson was in town. Purpose Man invited Dr. King to town and had a fundraiser for SCLC right down in Lake Meadows. It's so much. When Dr. King moved over to the west side on Independence, every day, Purpose Man was over there with WVON talking to Dr. King, waking black people up. I want to play a little Al Green. I got a little bit of Al Green I want to play, a little bit of Al Green, because Al Green was unknown.
If you or anyone close to you has suffered from Al Green wasn't known at all. People are using this
Al Green,
mineral to help.
Nobody know the Al Green.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring my friend, John Baptiste.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, John.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't know Al Green. This is Maple Staple for him.
You don't have to let me go.
This is Maple Staple. Yeah, I just want to let you know some of the things.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell people. All right. Okay.
Maple Staple, right here in Chicago.
Memory lane.
Come on, Maple.
All right. 1970.
She used to be on VON at all times. Maple Staple, Top Staple. This is the history of black Chicago and Detroit. Black music, gospel, and rock and roll, and jazz was black music from slavery. This is Maple Staple. Now,
all right.
Black folks have a rich history of blues, R&B, and gospel. We come out of the cotton fields of Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas. We are the original black folks in America. So we need our 40 acres of music. I'm going to have Sister Mary to read the 23rd number Psalms, because we're still hanging on prayer on this Friday. And the reason we have to pray, because men and women will change, but God don't change. And I was talking to some ladies today. They were so depressed. And I had to stop and pray for them in the stove. Because I said, God, folks, I want to tell you tonight, God is in control over in Africa, over in Russia, over in Canada, over in Spain, Jamaica, over in Italy and Paris. Wherever you can go on the face of this planet, God is in control. And what you have to do is let God in and say, God, control me. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. And whatever it is tonight, you can be healed. Whatever it is tonight, God got a cure for you. And the cure is just lift them hands up and praise him. Praising him when we get a pain. We want to go get aspirin. But when they didn't have no aspirin, they didn't have no Standback, they didn't have no Tylenol, we got prayer. And I want to tell you, Jerry, faith unlocked the door. Let me say it again. Faith unlocked the door to truth. I'm praying for Mother, the family, Mother Bass. Mother Bass worked right along in the post office with some people. Worked right there with Earlene. They worked in the post office together for a long time. And Earlene got plenty of people jobs. And Mother Bass got plenty of young women jobs, and they're at the post office now. They worked, but they did something. They have people in the church, outside the church. So I want to tell the Bass family, Sister Adrian and Sister Mary and all the rest, you ain't got nothing to be ashamed of your mother. She stood tall. And I'm praying for loved ones. I might not know the name. But there's no secret that heaven cannot heal. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I want you to get ready and let God illuminate your body and your mind. And I think next week, I think over at Bill Winston, he's having a conference for business people. And I think it's the 25th and 26th. I think I got it right. But you go over there and meet and see what you can do to start your business if you're living in Chicago. If you not living in Chicago, you need to call. Just Google Bill Winston, Pastor Winston. He got a church in Chicago and got one down in Alabama. I think it's in Montgomery, Alabama. He fly back and forth. Dynamic preacher trying to build black folks up to economics. He's a millionaire, but he want to make you a millionaire. If he make you a millionaire, he become a trillionaire. Hello, somebody. This is the $1 trillion float. And I want you to think about what you can do in your lifetime to make life better for somebody else. That was Maple Staple, and she was singing good. But I want to tell you that the Barrett sisters came to Purpose Man. Purpose Man also had a lounge, and and so many people, the man knows so many people, because he was on kids, he helped people. If people were losing their house, they come to Purpose by the house. And set up a payment plan for them. And I want to say this. I got to say this about the young man that buying the gas. I don't care what nobody said. You can say what motive he did it. But he said that God told him, you got this money, you can't carry it with you. And he's going to give another gas out. But what brought me, what woke me up, with all these, the mayor, the governor, all these people, these politicians got all kind of money. They ain't spend no dime. They want your car to stop on the damn Ryan. Willie Wilson, he can't be the mayor. He can't talk. You ain't got to talk when God talk for you. God told Moses, hold your peace. Aaron gonna talk for you. Now what he did, they come to him now. You having a, it's so bad that people have an accident. You know, stop the traffic. He said, if they stop the traffic, that's them. I'm giving free gas out, $50 each person. They were lined up on the west side, on the north side. They were lined up on the south side, north side, and west side, getting that free gas. And one man testified that he had to spend $107 a week buying gas, okay? Some of you got that big gas guzzler, and some of you premium. But some of you do regular, premium was higher. And I want to say this, with your prayers, and I don't know if the oil company is gouging, trying to make a big buck. If they is, you'll find out a tornado going to go through where they got that oil at and tear it up. Now, when a tornado come through there and tear up them oil, where they got them oil stored there, you'll know they were doing something wrong to God's children. You know, and I want to say this, Biden sunk $6 billion over there to Ukraine. He did that. I ain't worried about him doing that, but what about us here in Chicago, Detroit, California, all around the America? We need some assistance with the food. We need assistance. Need help. Send the stems out of something. But I want to say this. Night. I want you to pray that we don't have a world war. But you ain't never thought about, I thought about that, Jerry. If they have a war, we won't be here. People I'm listening to and people you don't know, it won't be here. Because them nuclear, if you go to August 1945, Google it and see what happened over in China. Over there, when they bombed, when the Japanese, they bombed Pearl Harbor. America come back with that tonic bomb. People, it killed everybody in the town. The horse, the cow, it took the meat off a bone. When they did go, you had to put masks on the goat. It was just like hell on earth. So we don't need Putin or America talking about a wall. We got to pray to stop this wall. Because the Bible said man would destroy himself. If we stay on this pattern, we will destroy our nation like we'll never know. Ain't talking about just America. I'm talking about around the world. Just how serious this is. Don't take it lightly, what Biden doing. It's serious. And I want to say one thing that they can't push Biden into a world war. He's stepping back. Because in the end, Exodus 14:14, God said, I'm going to fight your battle. Whatever your battle is, God going to fight it. And I just believe that if the churches and the pastors, bishops and imams, and the membership begin to pray. See, they showed how many people was killed. Just think, if they drop a nuclear bomb, it's going to kill millions. Ain't going to be nobody. And they don't know, they ain't got enough bunkers to go down underground. They stopped making underground bunkers. But we need to start back. because we right on the edge of a nuclear war. That's how bad this is. When the ignorant people that's in that kind of power, they dangerous. So what I'm saying to you tonight, call the neighbor to this help prayer. Let's read Psalms 119. Let's read Psalm 23. Let's have prayer together. Our family pray together, stay together, and we all are connected. We're interconnected. This is not the black race, not the white race. It's the human race. And we as humans must come together and save the world. You can't let people of evil run our world. And I just believe if we pray, the ancestors, this man might wake up dead in his sleep. Because it's too much at stake, people. And it's too much at stake. You see what Hitler did to the Jews? He killed 6 million. Now, that ain't nothing to a nuclear bomb. It's going to wipe everybody out. New York, Chicago, everybody. Whole United States, the whole world. If we shoot a bomb on Russia, shoot one on us, when it get done, ain't nobody going to be him. To pick the pieces up. It's that deadly. It's 10 times hotter than the sun. If it hit, it's going to blind you. If it hit, it's going to take the meat off of your bones. You see the flash and that's it. You're gone. Every building is going to be flat. If you look what happened August 1945 when they dropped that bomb, it's just like all hell broke loose and we still... Who did that? They got to repent for that murder. That was mass murder. Like you never seen it before. We at that point in our life. All the silver, all the gold, all the money you get don't mean nothing. No, the man said, I want a war. No, you don't want no war. We want to stop this in its track before it gets more serious. Sister Mary is going to read the 23rd number Psalm. After that, Sister Pearl, may make you call Pearl, because I want to testify. Thank you, Candy. Sister Mary Hawkins, you on. And Mary, I'm looking to see you tomorrow over at Bob Evans for a breath. You and Pearl, and I got to call Dr. Chris, and I got to call Brother Carl when I get off the show to tell him to meet us there. You can go on and pray now.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
By asking your health care provider.
That was so rude.
Now, I'm going to ask you this now. Do you have anything to say about this war, what you think about it?
No.
Do you understand how dangerous this war is if it spreads?
Yes.
You thought about it?
Yes.
I just want, thank you for reading the 23rd number Psalm. Call on the line. But this is what I want to say before you get off the line to everybody listening tonight. This war will wipe out the human race. Ain't gonna be no black, no white. This will wipe out, this how serious this is. You can't go about your day because ain't going to be nothing there. This thing knocked buildings down, burned buildings down, and if it hit Chicago, it's going to hit New York, Detroit, Minnesota, and then all it don't hit the fallout, the nuclear, the chemicals. Jerry, the fallout will kill you. You can't stay on the planet. So it's murder in a barn. But the Bible said there would be wars and rumors of wars back to back. And if man don't watch himself, he will destroy himself. That's one of the things that I want you to know. You say, well, Bishop, why do you pray? I look at the reality of what's going on. And the reality of what's going on tonight, you talking about I'm sick, I got cancer. Hey, ain't going to be nobody here. Ain't going to be no doctors, nobody. The whole planet will be level. Asteroid fall from space. It's worse than that. It's so powerful, going to cut the cars off, the planes. This is some serious stuff tonight I'm talking about. I'm talking about life or death, survival. Well, how do you survive? By prayer. You can't stop but prayer. And God can stop it in his track. I just want you to know that tonight. I feel a certain kind of way tonight. I feel that if we don't send the news out, everybody want to party, have a good time, and drunk or smoke. You ain't got no time. Time is wrapping up. We need some prayer warriors. We need some people to say, God, stop this war now. If I got enough people praying, enough people, Mary, that will say, God, I'm standing for you to stop. Change the mindset. Killing. That's all it is. Mass murder. And the Bible says, fret not thyself for evildoers, they'll soon be cut down. What I'm talking about, Hitler killed 6 million, but we can talk about it. If Russia drops this bomb and Americans drop it, ain't going to be nobody on the face of the earth. Everybody going to be gone. Well, listen, I wish we gonna have walls. No, baby, you don't want no walls. You're talking about millions of people dead. Not only in America, every major city. Do you know how powerful that is? I want to say this. It's really evil from hell. Okay, that's how bad it is. If they drop that. They're talking about the babies, everybody, animals, everybody. And then the earth be tainted. If you live, you couldn't live because you have sores on you. You're in hell. It's just so devastated that all I can do is pray. And it's all you can do tonight is pray for deliverance. I just want to do it. I want to pray. Purpose Band brought the Barry sisters. And he did a show, gospel show, Bill Doc Lee and Mr. Wesley South, all in B.O.N., first black station. He bought it from the white man, Leonard Chess. That's how he started. And had a station in Atlanta, one in Tennessee, and Bernadine C. Washington worked with Chess, and she started on Channel 9. These are two black giants. She mentored many women. Purvis Fan, a mini disc jockey. And through him being a promoter, it ain't nobody you can name that he didn't promote. Jackson 5, Rita. I could go on and on. There's so many blues. They used to come to VON and get on the radio to announce what they was doing. This is the Barry sisters. Play a little limb. He promoted the Barry sisters. God bless you tonight. Yes, he loves you. Yes. I'm praying for you and you tonight as they sing. And I want to tell you, people in the way, of the tornado down in Mississippi and Arkansas in Texas. In some part of Texas, they got forest fires. But if you let go and let God tonight try to heal your body, your mind. Father God, we come tonight, somebody ain't got faith. Somebody lost a mother, lost a father, lost a brother. Somebody don't have money to pay the rent, the car, no gas in the car, sleeping outside in the rain. God, we ask you to touch that man, that boy, that wayward man, that young lady want to give up. Those that caught on dope and drugs, I rebuke that spirit. I'm praying up in Minnesota for Sister Harris, Sam Harris, Amelda, I'm praying for you. Taylor, I'm praying for you up in St. Paul. Kim in Detroit, Mary in Detroit, Pearl in Detroit, I'm praying for you. Jackie, I'm praying for you in Detroit. Every letter, every telephone call. I can feel, I'm praying for you, Renee. Regina, I'm praying for you tonight. Ann told me to tell you it's going to be all right. Don't give up. I'm praying for you tonight. It's going to be all right. I'm praying for you, Sister Barbara. It's something about God. And that whole for tonight. See, for God so loved the world, he gave his own begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have what? Everlasting life. Get ready. Get ready for healing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. This is the Barrett sister. Sung all over the South. Yes. God bless you tonight. Yes. Yes. Says God Christ. Say yes, Lord. My soul. Say yes. 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 Get ready to get healed now. You got to say yes to your will. Yes to your way. My soul say yes. Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for somebody who can't say it tonight. Praying for the Span family. Glory, hallelujah. It's going to be all right, Brother Jerry. Pam is going to be all right. Virginia is going to be all right. Walter. Brother Dixon is going to be all right. Marvelous is going to be all right. Louise is going to be all right.